Hello, 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 and welcome to a breaking episode of You Know Nothing, the podcast where I probably know as much as you do, but with a glass of wine in my hand, I know even less. I don't have any wine in my hand because I didn't drink tonight, but I just had to come on here because I have no other way to go on this rant. We just finished The Bachelor, and by we, I do mean me and my very special guest who I forced into this again, Bill.
Hello.
Welcome. How are you feeling after tonight's episode?
Well, I had Reese's peanut butter sticks during it, and those were really good.
Oh, I've never heard of those.
Yeah, I know. Me neither. I got them when I went to the store earlier.
Okay, I don't care that much.
They're really good.
So, guys, I've not done an episode on The Bachelor this season. We did the recap episode of All the Women when that came out, and I've...
Oh, did I get it right?
Oh, no, I don't think so. We got to look back and see who you picked, actually, yeah, now that I thought of that. Point. If you hear that weird noise, it's because Bill just Purelled his hands. Don't rub your hands over
can't
the mic.
Can't get that COVID.
No. COVID? Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, COVID-19.
Okay. Be There in Five said on her post that when you start saying it like, come on, Eileen, COVID-19, you'll never stop.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
So true. Shout out to my girl, Be There in Five. Okay, so back to this. I've watched the entire season, and I usually fall off during Bachelor, Bachelorette. I come in either liking the person, and they are ruined for me, or they're just not that interesting, looking at you, Becca, and they can't hold a show. Now, not to say Peter held a show, but I knew I was going to hate him. I didn't like him on Hannah's season, and I was correct in thinking he was not the right person for this season. Wow. The entire season, throughout, the man has thrived on drama, and the last two nights has made it very clear why he is the dramatic asshat that he is. I mean, starting with last night, I guess we can jump into that first. Last night, we have Hannah Ann and Madison meet Peter's family. Hannah Ann was first. Barbara, Peter's mom, I don't know his dad's name at all, and I do not care. He added nothing to this and has never controlled that woman since they got married and probably before. Barbara loved Hannah Ann. Fine. Kind of makes sense now, looking back, why she loved Hannah Ann so much, because of the crying. Hannah Ann walked in and started crying right away, which was a lot for me to take in, but never really liked Hannah Ann. Madison comes later. She's still been struggling with the fantasy week issues that arose. Yeah. Presented themselves, thank you. During the fantasy suites that she did not participate in, and she has to sit and talk to Peter for a while outside, kind of, I think, to see if she even wants to go inside. But he convinces her that their love is strong and her heart is pure. And I don't know what else they said while they put their heads together, literally put their heads together. But she comes inside and it's tense, to say the least. Wouldn't you agree?
Are we talking about tonight's episode?
Last night. Last night in the when she met Barb.
Oh, that was only last night?
Yeah.
It was like a week ago.
I don't think it was.
I drift in and out, so I still don't understand exactly what the mom didn't like about this girl. She was too religious? Oh,
well,
it's because she was Jehovah's Witness.
No, Bill, you can't start that rumor. Bill has been yelling every time I was on my lives tonight. He's been like, she's a Jehovah's Witness. That is not the case, and I want to just... I don't think that. Bill doesn't think that. He just found a new word to say.
I mean, whether you are religious or not, I don't think that should be something that you should be angry at someone for being. I mean, they're like, oh, you're religious. Well, he's a man whore, so, like,
right.
Fuck you.
So, I think pretty much exactly what happened. So, I think the issue was, we find out tonight there were a few underlining issues, which we'll get into, but I think that was just Barb creating scenarios in her head, which she seems prone to doing, let's just say. Really, it seemed that Madison, who she met when they renewed their vows, Madison got the very first date with Peter. You wouldn't know this, you hadn't watched, but That first date was actually his parents' vow renewal in California. They just went across the street, went to that. They met Madison. So first of all, they act like they'd never met her before. Secondly, they walk in. They were outside for a while, it sounds like. And they're like, what's going on? What's wrong? They say, we're going through stuff. There's some things that have happened in the last few weeks. You know, we're trying to work through it. Dad needs details. And he pretty much is like, what are these things that are going on? And Madison is put on the spot to say, you know, fantasy suites for last week. I told Peter that for me personally, I would have a hard time with him moving forward with other people, sexually, intimacy, whatever, if to move forward with their own relationship. I have to just say, everyone's been DMing me about this and being like, why are you so team Maddie? Why is this, like, why can she give him an ultimatum? I don't think it was an ultimatum. It's just that no one's used to anyone on this season, this show, raising their hand and going, the fantasy suites are weird.
If you, I've been saying that since jump.
If you want to do that, like, if you want to have sex with him or her, knowing that they, or in, hook up, whatever it is. I don't even know if they're having sex. I don't care. If you want to do whatever you want to do with that person, knowing they were maybe doing it with other people, be my guest. That is your relationship. It will probably come to haunt you and has haunted many couples as they watch the show back. All Maddie said was, that's going to be hard for me to get past if I know, which she will know because she'll watch the show, if you're intimate with someone.
But, so I'm both sides of my mouth on this one, because every time you're watching this, I whenever it gets that fantasy suite thing,
you do,
I always say this would be the point where I'd bow out and be like, no, if you just slept with two other dudes and we're trying to get something special, I don't want you sleeping with two other dudes right around the time we are. But the flip side to that is, this isn't season two. This isn't season three.
Yes.
You don't go on this show not knowing that that's how it's going down. That's why I personally would never want to be on the show, because the worst case scenario for me is I would find someone that I would be falling
actually
for.
Actually care about.
And then, like, she'd go swallow someone else's boner, and I'd be like, I'm not interested anymore.
I honestly shouldn't have asked you to be a guest when you're my only guest, but I should have known you would make this as dirty as possible, and I don't.
No, I'm just saying, like, I would be like, wow, that really crushes me, because I if would care, never be able to look at you the same, knowing that's what you did the previous night when I thought we were.
Here's my thing, though.
It's a hard situation.
It is a hard situation. Here's my thing, though. Never in the rules of this show, if you want to say there are rules, there's always this week, people go home at certain times, there's only so many left by this point, fantasy suites always happen. Never in the rules does it say, like, you just got to be down with it. You just got to be okay with it. It's just that no one else spoke up. No one else has said, ooh, this is so weird. Even to the camera. We don't even get the women going, God, I can't believe he's with two other women right now. Or he's going to go see so-and-so tomorrow. They always dance around it. So for Maddie to be like, I'm not going to have an easy time with this, which would lead you to say, for Peter to look at his three women at that point, Maddie, Victoria, Hannah Ann. And if Maddie is saying, if you're intimate with these two women, it's going to be hard for me. I don't know if that'll change. I don't know where that leads. I just need you to know that's where I'm at. Not an ultimatum. Then he has to look at the other two women and say, if intimacy is important for him, totally fine. Which, guess what? We know it is. And his mom's
Victoria,
like,
Victoria would have been like, invite one of them in.
Right. I think Victoria, which it's surprising he sent Victoria home, but I think he just wanted to test that car and send her, like, he needed to see how that crazy train went. And that's why he kept her that long.
I like
just wanted
to get it on real
quick.
Yeah,
I think he wanted to know what that was about. But I really think, like, it wasn't an ultimatum. It was honestly giving him information going forward also. Because the thing is, a lot of times, whoever they hook up with, like, whoever they pick in the end does watch this back and is, like, watching him hook up with the other two and is upset. They always have issues from this. So for Madison to give him this, like, say, I will have issues, if he cared that much about Madison and thinks he's going to propose to her in 5 days past the fantasy suites, then I think you'd just hold off.
But that kind of is an ultimatum. I know you're saying it's not, but if her saying, I'm going to have an issue with this, is telling him right then, if you love me, then just pick me now. Don't do the rest of this.
But
you can't. You have to go through the motions of the show.
But I think she didn't even know what those issues would be. until it happened. Like, she's like, I...
But she said, if you are intimate with someone else, I'll take myself out of the running.
No.
Those weren't her verbatim words, but she said basically that.
She's gonna have... Like, I think... Look, I get the ultimatum issue. I get that it is crossing that line. But I also get that you're also giving him kind of the... If it had been Hannah Ann who said it, he would have slept with the other two. I don't think it has to be that she's a virgin, so she said it, which a lot of people are saying. It's about the religion stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even brought that up, but we still had a good conversation.
I think, honestly, I would have done the same thing. I would have said, look, if you think this is going to be next week, you and I at the altar, I don't know if I can accept you if something happens with the other two. And if that's an ultimatum, whatever. I don't care. I would have done the same thing, so I'm fine with it. I understand why people are like, you don't know what show you're on. She knows what show she's on. She also didn't know where she'd play. She didn't know where she'd land. She didn't know if she'd like this guy or go to the end or be out week one. You don't know that stuff.
Yeah, but if you're not there to make it to the end, and obviously a lot of them are there just to promote themselves
and move forward.
If you're genuine and really wanting to find love, you are there for the end, then.
Right.
You're not there saying, hey, maybe I'll just be there out.
But no, but you're there just like she said tonight. She was like, yeah, you're not there to make it to the end. You don't know the guy yet. You're there to see if you have a connection with this person. Sure, the end goal is to be the end person. Yeah. But the end goal isn't to make it to the end of the thing. The end goal is to find someone to love, or this wasn't it. Like, I just think we have to open the possibility that Maddie just kind of was like, sure, I'll okay.
Like, I think the only person that actually embodied that attitude was the Kelly girl.
Because she
was like, I am literally just bored, so I'm here to have some
100%. I think everybody, and I think she wasn't buying into it too much versus the other side of, like, people who are, oh my God, this is everything. Like, she was kind of too bored, and that's why he was like, I can't tell if you like me.
Yeah, right.
But
there wasn't enough drama. Now we know how the family background he comes from, Kelly was.
So that's the thing. So last night, we then have both dates. The family kind of grills Maddie. His brother tells Peter, he's like, you're going to be abstinent with this girl until they're married. So he's questioning that. Dad's talking about Peter's lifestyle. Brother's talking about Peter's lifestyle. He's social. He goes out. I mean, they're not, like, Maddie has friends. We're not talking social here, like, loves to be, you know, go to dinner with big groups. Like, this man parties. Like, that is what they're saying.
Is she straight edge?
I don't know if she drinks. So, only last night was the first time I noticed. I knew the family drank apple juice or something at dinner when they went to her hometowns. But her sister looked younger there. So, I just thought that was kind of the family not drinking because the other kids couldn't.
Yeah.
He poured her apple juice, or I think it was, or sparkling cider, not apple juice. Australia. So maybe she doesn't drink. Again, you
are
do
Jehovah's
you.
Jehovah's Witness is allowed to drink.
Bill, stop. She's not a Jehovah's Witness. But then, so they're telling her this. They're telling her that you have different lifestyles. And I think Maddie was already a little concerned with maybe there were some differences there.
I just want to say.
What did you just open? Bill, no, you don't Google Jehovah's Witness.
I just want to say one thing. Jehovah's Witness do not believe in drinking and dancing. They are not against parties, music, dancing, and drinking.
Well, she wouldn't be dating him.
They are done in moderation.
She wouldn't be dating him if she didn't believe in dancing, because this
man
dances.
That makes a little more sense for why his family's like, he hangs out, and it's like, you're Jehovah's Witness, you don't.
No, Bill, you can't carry this. No, she's just a Christian girl.
I'm going to go knock on her door and ask her.
Anyway, the big thing last night was his mother sitting with Maddie and saying, look, there are a lot of differences, it seems like, which totally fair concern for the mom to bring up. It seems like there are a lot of things. Your faith is very important to you. Peter's very spiritual, but there's a difference there in faith, which I do believe is the hardest thing in a lot of relationships to overcome if you're coming from two different belief systems. Or if he doesn't believe or isn't as strong in faith, it's something he can admire her for and he can want to strive for. But she has been raised really in the church. And that's a lot for someone else to take on who hasn't.
And when it comes to different types of religion, I'm not trying to go on the Jehovah's Witness thing, but if they've had a conversation of how do you want to raise your kids, if she's a certain creed that's, like, very strict about things and he doesn't want to be that strict, like, these could be the hurdles that ABC's not airing because you don't want to cross the boundaries of religion and like that on television. I get that. That's smart on them not to do. But there might be a lot of background story on why.
And the mom might have seen that. The mom definitely, I don't think the mom is wrong for, she knows her son. She knows what that, his level of faith is, what maybe he's willing to do versus, she says he falls in love very easily and wants to conform to please this person. Then she kind of takes a different route, and Maddie's like, I totally understand that. And she's like, you know, I just don't see this working, your faith getting, I don't think she said getting in the way, but Maddie's faith became the issue, not something that they could overcome. Yeah, I know. Don't give them my scrunchies.
He brought it back.
No, don't throw my scrunchies at them. No. Ugh. Phil. Those are my Amazon scrunchies. Anyway, the mom kind of twists it around on Maddie and is like, the religion's too much. You gave him an ultimatum in the fantasy suites, which mom knows way much too much about Peter's sex life, I have to say. The family's a little too open there. Mom and dad were pretending to hook up in the car the week before, in Chris Harrison's car, moaning to each other, being like, ooh, I like when you do that.
Ooh,
yeah, it was
kind of awkward.
It was so awkward. And especially, I don't care if it wasn't real. It's worse if it wasn't real. Like, if they randomly decided to still be mic'd up and hook up in the backseat of this car, you've got issues anyway. If they agreed to this, to, like, sure, we'll play along and do this. These people, she likes some camera time. She's loving the attention. And it becomes very clear to me that this woman has been used to getting all of the attention in this family from her two sons and her husband for years. Because when Maddie leaves, they all sit down and Dad, Jack, and Barb talk about the women and how he must pick Hannah Ann. She is, God spoke to me. I spoke to God last night and he said, Hannah Ann, that's why she's here. What? You're talking about Maddie, like, her religion is so off, it's not going to work with Peter. But Peter, God and I spoke. Like, she is an angel on earth. Sure, Hannah Ann seems like a nice girl. We'll get to tonight where she definitely blew that out of the water and changed my mind forever. But she, there was nothing there. The whole thing was that Hannah Ann, I think, was more, Barbara could twist her and conform her and get her on her side. Whereas Maddie has her own convictions and her own beliefs that she's not budging on. And Barb's going to have a hard time with someone that strong-willed. Because guess what? Barb is a strong-willed bitch.
Yeah.
And a sociopath also. I find her completely insane. She is sobbing, screaming at Peter, bring her home to us. Bring her home. I promise people $1 million. I said I'd eat my left foot, all saying that the mom had to be crying about Maddie. I was shocked to see that she was talking about Hannah Ann, who has not warranted a emotion from anyone the entire season, minus Champagne Gate, which was more that we were all just annoyed with her.
Oh, but she was part of the champagne situation?
Yes, she took the champagne bottle. So, I mean, for the mom to be this emotional about someone she's never met, she was that against Hannah Ann, or against Madison. She was so against her. And there's a whole difference between, I don't see her being the one for you like Hannah Ann is, or there was just such a different way to word it besides making it seem like, if you choose Madison, life will never be harder. I mean, she didn't say, but it was such a, Hannah Ann is the only solution. Otherwise, who knows what will happen to you.
Maybe she got captivated by Hannah Ann's eyes. She had really nice eyes.
She does have really nice eyes. She's terrible fashion, but it got better. I think she figured it out tonight. So moving on to the finale night and after the final rose, again, completely shocked from start to finish because Chris Harrison comes out Hannah Ann's not coming, which they never needed to do that. We had enough drama in this episode that Chris Harrison didn't need to make us think Hannah Ann wasn't coming, because 2 minutes later, Hannah Ann was in the car. She was just delayed, probably by the dirt roads. I don't know. She comes. Peter is proposing to Hannah. I thought Maddie was going to show up. I'm like, Maddie's going to show up. He's going to have to make a decision. He's going to be very upset with it. No, he proposed to Hannah Ann. And in the middle of the proposal is like, by the way, Maddie's gone. And I love you so much and I want to choose you. I mean, he blindsided her, which she's sitting there like, oh, okay, yes, you choose me.
Which is fair, because she's also at the same time thinking like, well, you have no other choice. Right, like, but you choose me because you choose me, or because you have no other choice? She doesn't even have
time to think that, which the whole time I kept thinking, why is he never going to tell her? And he's telling her, I've been pulled in two different directions, my heart's in two different directions, but now you tell me she's been gone for 2 days, but oh my gosh, you're on one knee, right, or you're proposing. So she's, of course, like, oh, wait, maybe this is, okay, I'm going to say yes, because this is the proposal I want. This is the man I love. Month later, they haven't seen each other. They've been talking, and lo and behold, Peter wasn't over Maddie and can't be with Hannah Ann. It takes us about 20 minutes to get through that conversation.
That was brutal.
To find out that he doesn't want to be with Hannah Ann anymore, because you don't deserve that, and you have such a beautiful soul. I swear to God, this man... And seeing people's souls I've never met a more beautiful soul. There's never been a more beautiful soul.
But he got creepy, because she's like, all right, I'm out. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And he kept being like, but wait. And she's like, no, like, dude, I'm done. Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Hannah Ann.
But wait. Like, changed she's like, no, into man. I don't care.
A whole different person before our eyes. This girl has not given us anything all season. And I honestly think, she wouldn't have known at that point, but she was picked. So at that point, she's like, okay, I'm probably not the Bachelorette because we're breaking up. I already got picked. We're breaking up. I'm not going to get Bachelorette, most likely. She's just, and he's breaking up with her. And she's just like, you took my first proposal from me. Like my one, like that is my first, like that is a moment for someone. And you just took it and kind of stomped all over it. And
that well, in you, fairness, he left it for someone else's bigger moment.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, you would, I mean, I'm going to say right now, I'm only expecting one proposal in my life. She was only expecting that proposal, which was shitty to begin with. Like, that is her one proposal. You well, kind of just...
pressure to put on one person right there. I'm not really sure if that was something that you've thought out about how that affects all parties involved. And gosh, that's a long time.
The cats are in my name. I just want to remind you, if you want custody of these cats, I will get my diamond. Yes. Anyway, always, I feel like every time we do an episode, somehow I'm like, diamond. Like, what is that creature from Lord of the Rings? My precious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
Gollum?
That, yeah. I never saw, but I just knew it was.
They talk about in a Led Zeppelin song.
Great. Good for him. So, Hannah Ann, though, delivers, and I've never, like, I don't know this Hannah Ann. I've never seen this Hannah Ann. This isn't the first girl on the first night who got the rose. It's not the Champagne Gate girl. It's not the girl who's kind of been contrived the whole season and hasn't shown us really any depth at all. And suddenly, I am a fan of Hannah Ann. Like, I would have rooted for this person for Bachelorette if she had told him, like, this been this open with him. Granted, she hadn't had much to fight against because he's, I love you too, I love you too. Really, there was no conflict between the two of them. And that's probably why he didn't like it, because it came too easy.
It would. I didn't really realize the season he was on, but it would have been really weird if he got jaded by a Hannah, so he went and found himself a different Hannah.
Yes.
Like, that should have been kind of a red flag.
But the other side, the other coin is Hannah B was a Roll Tide, and Maddie is a War Eagle.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so he's now got two girls.
Stuck it to that Hannah B girl even more. So, like, not only will I get a better Hannah, but she's going to be a Auburn Tiger.
No, Maddie's the Auburn Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Hannah, not both Hannahs are from Alabama.
So he was sticking it to Hannah B no matter what he decided.
No matter what he did.
So this was really all about her, not probably. About either of them.
Yeah, that's, which is when Hannah Ann says tonight, there were three people in this relationship, me, Madison, and Hannah B. I thought Hannah B was going to walk through those doors.
Oh, and he's the guy got it on in the windmill, right?
Four times.
Well, of course, why didn't his parents know about his sex life then?
Yeah, they're but...
like, you know, he likes to get it on.
He's
an exhibitionist. They applauded
his sex life last season. Screamed about it in the audience, and then they're watching him talk to someone who doesn't want to have sex until marriage, and she couldn't look more furious. It's a wild, like, and sure, maybe you know your son isn't gonna be able to last that long. I don't know. I don't think you should know that about your son. You don't want him to look bad. No, I don't mean last that long in bed. I mean, like, withstand, like, hold off from sex. Like, I'm just saying, like, I think it's a little...
It's okay, honey. I'll make you a grilled cheese. It'll still be hot when you're done.
All right, bud. I just think, I don't know. Hannah Ann, though, deserved better. She came then on after the final rose and even told him off more. Where Barb is applauding her in the audience, which we know Barb loves Hannah Ann, but honestly, if it was your mom and you had acted that stupid, your mom would be like, thank you for telling him off. Like, any mom would be rooting on, you'd be like, damn, and you couldn't be with this girl who is showing what kind of person she is. That's when I would have been like, Barb should be obsessed with her.
She was obsessed
with her. I'm saying, like, without, she only hung out with her for like 30 minutes the first day. This is the girl that any mom would be like, yeah, you demand your, like, some respect. He said, trust me, I'll take care of you, all this stuff. No, he spit in her face and she's pissed, rightfully so. And she was very well spoken. I thought, I was shocked, maybe the most shocking thing of the night, until Chris Harrison takes it upon himself to go find Maddie in Auburn and tell her that Maddie didn't know he's coming. She's sitting there, still has bad eyelashes, and Maddie is shocked to see Chris, and Chris tells her, you know, Peter did get engaged. She's upset, but don't worry. They already broke it off. Well, that's great news. What's going on? Maddie is suddenly invested. I still love him. I regret my decisions. Chris Harrison is like, let's go back. Let's go see Peter. It's a little odd to me, knowing that we know Peter likes to socialize, likes to party, and has been single for like a month and a half since breaking up with Hannah Ann. So let's just take a shot in the dark that he's been around the block a few times. And he was hanging out with Kylie Jenner and Stassi.
Yeah, Stassi.
Wrong Stassi. Stassi baby, I don't know. So, I don't really trust the fact that Chris Harrison involved himself, or I don't think that was the best idea, especially seeing where we went, because the camera work in this tonight deserved an Emmy, because they kept Barb in a side camera shot for 90% of the episode, and I don't think she knew. Because you would not roll your eyes that much with anyone on screen, let alone the girl who you think your son is now going to switch over and pick. Except then we find out that Barbara's just a monster. And I stand by that. I truly do. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. So, Maddie... the big thing tonight was watching Barbara's face as Maddie spoke when Maddie met up with Peter, which he was 100% surprised to see her. He hadn't seen her in 3 months, they said. She shows up at the house. He's thinking Chris Harrison's going to walk out, so that's why it kind of looked like he was ready for a camera angle, but you see him break the fourth wall. He's looking at producers. He's like, what are you doing here? They put their foreheads together, again, quite literally, and decide they're going to give this a chance. This was a month ago, and they have not seen each other since. I'm guessing because at this point, we've avoided so many spoilers for one season, because Reality Steve didn't even know who he ended up with until, like, this week. So I think production was like, you cannot meet up. Like, you just can't do it. We've managed to keep someone off our trail for the entire season. So they talked, it sounds like, a lot during the season. Or during the month since they met and since this live. Maddie speaks. Maddie comes out. Maddie does anything. Barbara rolls her eyes at this girl. Mm-hmm. Finally, Maddie talks a little bit. We go to Chris Harrison. This is all that really matters. This is all I wanted to get to because that's what I've been ranting about for 20 minutes. Chris asks Barb, how are you feeling about this? And she tells us that, you know, her reasons for wanting Hannah Ann, she came into their home or in Australia. It clicked right away. Totally fair. We got along with her right away. Everyone. We felt her kindness or whatever. Okay. When we first meet Maddie, which this isn't the first time you met her. You met her at your vow renewal back in LA. But she says our first time we met Maddie, she made us wait for 3 hours while she sat outside because she didn't want to meet us. And when she came in, she didn't apologize. All right. I think Barb is exaggerating about the 3 hours thing. But if that's the case, okay. I can respect that I would be offended, as any person would.
Sure.
And I would be offended if I was Peter that you made my parents wait that long, but it was Peter's fault. And I don't think Maddie wanted to go inside until she was actually staying. I think they had a conversation that long deciding if she'd stay. Not like, let's just talk really quick before we go into me. Like, that felt more like I don't know if I can meet your family again. And if I don't feel like taking a proposal from you. Okay, fine. Then Barb is just like, they are not meant to be. I don't see this working. He'll have to fail, so he'll learn. I mean, the things she said were, yes, she's like, this isn't going to work. It doesn't make sense. Maddie will not talk about it back to her. She's like, you know, I can't say, there's a lot of circumstances outside of this. I'm not going to talk bad about Peter's family. I respect Peter, and therefore I respect his parents. And Barbara does not feel the same way. This woman is vile. And my belief is she is 100% within her right to say, I saw Hannah Ann being the better match with Peter. Hannah Ann and I really connected. Maddie and I, it took a while because of all the stuff they're going through. It just wasn't there. So, of course, I said, I really think Hannah Ann's the one for you. Instead, not only does she say, like, Maddie, I didn't think Maddie was the one. She's saying, I'm rooting against you all. I mean, she keeps drilling it home. This isn't going to work. I don't see it working. He'll have
to say you have to make a mistake.
Fail to succeed. When Chris Harrison is just like, he gives her any opportunity to just be like, I love my son. I wish him well. This girl isn't a monster. I'm worried. Dad puts it a little more eloquently, even though mom is pretty much wanting her to side with him, him to side with her completely. And is like, there's a lot of issues already, right when we meet them, that's concerning for us. They're going through a lot. There's a lot of differences. We see it. So does all of America. We see the differences. The thing is, the dad isn't like, I'm rooting against you. I don't see this working. Good luck. I mean, this woman is rooting against her child's happiness. At some point, she's jealous of Maddie. That is what this is. This beautiful girl comes in, and she has all of Peter's attention. The attention wasn't on Hannah Ann the entire time. She knew that. She doesn't want to compete with Maddie for her son's love, is what I really think that is. Compete against Maddie, who is very connected to herself. Hannah Ann also seems to be too, though, now. I will give her credit. But Hannah Ann seems a lot more willing to please. Not that Maddie isn't. There's just something there that this woman does not see in Maddie working in her manipulative mind, because she's had these three men running circles around her. She cries at the drop of the hat. Everything is this pouting and this sobbing and this meh, 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 and this eye roll. And she has worked these three. How can Peter, at this point, yeah, of course it's not, everyone's like, he doesn't belong with Maddie, though. Yeah, he's not going to end up with Maddie.
But they both even said that.
They said they have a lot to work through. But the thing is, like, stop comparing this to, like, any relationship that starts with this many issues. Any relationship that starts with one of them dating 25 people has issues. This is not the scenario to say, this isn't the normal. This isn't how it should be. It should be easy. This situation isn't easy. I get where Kelly is like, it should be fun. It should be love. It should be whatever. But at one point, like, Maddie left. And, oh, that's what the mom said, too. That it should be a two-way street. And Hannah Ann was always willing to work with him. And another person was not. Another person never budged. One person did. One person didn't. And Maddie is just sitting there. And she finally is like, you know what? I'm going to have to disagree. Because this is not just Peter's journey. This is mine, too.
That's very true.
It is her choice too. It's not sacrificial lambs at the end of the altar. Like, right. Both of them have to say yes also. Hannah Ann was very willing to say yes. She finds out later that she said yes pretty much under pressure, not knowing the full story, not knowing how in love he was with Maddie. And obviously not seeing the episode where he's saying, I would pick Maddie over Hannah Ann. So Hannah Ann only saw that last night. She didn't even see that when he broke up with her. That right. girl deserves better. But, I mean, I think really that Barb manipulated the situation when they met Maddie in Australia, and they fed her a lot of information to help push her to the edge to see that this wasn't going to work, because they knew they weren't going to convince Peter. So Maddie left. Barb wins. Maddie comes back. Barb is now throwing it all back at her again. Of course this isn't going to work. They're pretty much back at square one with this relationship. And now you're adding on the fact that your parents hate me.
But none of it makes sense to me, only because, like, all right, he went with the Hannah girl. They said no. He went back to the Madison girl. At this reunion, like, her mom is really bad because she needs to say this.
His mom.
Sure. This needs to be able to say, this obviously wasn't our first choice, but clearly you have an undying connection with this girl, and we will learn how to build a relationship off of your love. No, she's like, fuck that Jehovah's Witness. I'm not getting involved.
No, I mean, that's the thing. That is where there is definitely, as parents, you should be, you know, we see the flaws. We've been there for them. There's a lot they haven't shown. We wish them the best, and we will be there for them. Even if you're going to spit in her face when you get backstage. This woman's like, there's been a lot of nice people in my DMs, but there's been a lot of other people's, and they don't know how mean she was to me. Like, okay, so production made her stand outside. Like, she's like, we were very tired in Australia, and we waited for Maddie. And she never said sorry. If she was 3 hours late, A, who knows if half of that was traffic? Who knows if half that was hair and makeup? Production doing interviews before it. They could have said, Maddie's on her way 3 hours before. And these people don't know all the shit that went on besides the conversation that they had with each other. Convincing Maddie to come inside and not end it right there, because Peter's learned manipulation tactics from his mother. Like, this woman just wants any reason to hate her. And there's not any good reasons, really. There's good reasons to doubt that this could work. There's good reasons to have concerns over them being too different, but not to hate her. She shouldn't wish ill on this girl.
Right.
Like, just be like, I don't know if this is the person for you. I just don't see it. She hates her. And it is very odd to me. And I think they're going to break up. I'd be shocked if they last a month. I'm sure Maddie's parents are already on a flight to LA to get this girl, A, away from coronavirus, and B, away from these people. Like, they have to see that this is a terrible situation to put their daughter in, who somehow held her own and didn't cry on stage. And Chris Harrison gave that woman multiple chances to say something nice, and she chose not to. Also, I don't see how this doesn't damage their relationship with their son, who is not going to feel great bringing anyone home at any point with this woman, which I think is her main intent, to keep her boys locked up and in home. I think she cries every time they left for school, when they moved away, when they moved out. Anytime they bring a girl home, she kind of doesn't like. I truly think this woman has manipulated every situation, every single one in this family. And I don't want anyone slide. I know people are probably sending her terrible DMs, and that's ridiculous. She's done nothing to me.
Right.
She's not she's kind of evil, but not in the sense of no one warrants, like, the bullying that's coming her way, and I think that's terrible. But I really just don't get it. And I will say, this is the most dramatic finale I've ever watched. I've never been this every time. I was so wrong about every guest, between Maddie coming back, between him breaking it off with Hannah Ann before the proposal, between the mom crying over Maddie, but it was Hannah Ann. Every single thing, I was completely off. But the whole shock is this mother, who everyone kind of liked last season when she met Hannah B. No one thought she was crazy. People thought this family was really fun.
I didn't see that, so I don't know.
I don't remember a lot of it because I didn't really like Hannah B. And I didn't like Peter, so... And I didn't like Jed. I liked Tyler C. But I don't know. I think Hannah Ann's going to paradise, if paradise happens. Hashtag coronavirus.
But she wouldn't be good in paradise, though, right?
She would.
Oh, I thought she was boring. I thought you thought she was boring.
Paradise has enough people that you... It's not one... Like, Peter takes 50% of the camera time, and then they split the other 50% up against 30 women. And then it cuts down, cuts down, cuts down. And then it's 50 and 50, or 50, 25, 25. For Bachelor in Paradise, it's just kind of all over the place. So you don't have to have someone that holds the whole season. I think you do have couples that end up being the focus because they're all the drama. I think Hannah Ann could do great in Paradise. I think Hannah Ann could do great in life. I take back a lot of what I said about Hannah Ann. She has a lot more backbone than I thought. I think a lot of that came from, like, knowing it's not like she's sitting on the sofa fighting for bachelorette role. That's taken off the table. She just got to go out there and be like, no. And she's probably watched some of this, seeing people being like, I don't know if you have much of a personality, or like, fight for yourself, or this poor girl is getting walked all over. And she's like, I'm embarrassed. He embarrassed her. I think she'll be fine. I think she's going to be in Bachelor Nation for a while. I don't think Hannah Ann's going anywhere, but... And I don't think he and Maddie are lasting. And I don't know why Kelly was there. The biggest shock of the whole night, the first thing he said, Neil Lang and Kelly are here. Why the fuck was Kelly there?
I think they just had to shout her out because there's so much backlash.
They invited her, made her come, sign a waiver to not get coronavirus, or not sue them if she did, for being in LA. And she was there because... they got so much shit from yours truly and other people about not inviting her, which they did not invite her to Women Tell All. That is the case. She was not invited. She was in LA even with all of them. They didn't have her to Women Tell All. And they realized how stupid they looked. So now they invited her to this to make it look like she just couldn't come to Women Tell All. So they asked her to come to this because they love her so much. No. I'm not buying it. I know that they screwed her over, and hopefully, I mean, I don't think she'll go to paradise. I hope not. I don't think that would be, but maybe she will. Who knows? I really like her.
Do you have any last thoughts on Courtney?
Her name's Claire. God damn it, Bill. It was just on.
I knew it started with a C, though.
Fence progress for you. You know, I think... I'm excited for Claire as the Bachelorette because I'm excited for the men that Claire should get. From what I had heard, there was going to be dads, there was going to be older people that they had gotten rid of some of their original cast, like, before they sent them to LA to bring in men more age appropriate for her and not a bunch of 20-year-olds. I've heard both, that there are some 20-year-olds and there are a lot of 20-year-olds. I don't know. That was the idea, that they were going to bring in dads and 40-year-olds and people that would fit her life much better. I don't know how I feel about her. She was a little annoying to me on tonight.
She had a nice butt, though.
You kept saying that.
I said it once.
You said it once, and I had you repeat it a few times. Because she couldn't sit on the sofa. Her dress was too tight. I think she's a little contrived for me. But I think she'll be more open to the process. Like, believe in it more so than, like, a Peter who said he believed in it and I never thought he did. Or, like, was just, like, really gullible about it.
How old is she?
38. She'll be 39 when it airs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's kind of fun.
I think it's great for The Bachelorette. I think it opens a lot of doors, and I think it will get a whole different story. I don't think
their ambitions will be different.
I think she'll be really dedicated to finding someone, really weeding out the shitty people. I think hopefully we get better people. If we go older, I would think it's people like the crew and production and people you know who could come on, rather than a bunch of 24-year-olds who audition. Like, I feel like sometimes they just contact people.
You think it's going to be crew members that
I just mean, like, friends of people. Like, a lot of times production just finds people, too, that they think would be a fit and you get reached out to. It's not all people who just audition.
Yeah, right.
So I think they'll have people in mind that are a little older and could work for this and aren't looking for the fame. And especially if they have kids, they're going to try and, I would hope, protect those kids from the spotlight. I don't know. I think the whole season's going to be fascinating. Not to laugh about coronavirus, but, like, they're going to be stuck in L.A. And then they're, going to go to the Valley? Is there exotic, like, vacation? Ooh, like, they can't go anywhere.
That's a good point.
They can't go anywhere. Alaska? There's no coronavirus there yet. Like, I bet they're in Alaska, Montana doesn't have it yet, a couple places in California, but honestly, they're going to be in lockdown in the house. I don't know if they'll leave the house or, like, the area, because the thing is, like,
that could add a new layer.
It could add, like, I don't think they want to make coronavirus a character in this season, but it's going to be. I don't see how it's not. I don't see how, especially because LA is state of emergency. I just think a lot of factors will play in that have never played in before, including one that will never play in again, being coronavirus. So I don't know. I don't know if I like her, but I like where the entire season is.
Okay.
And the potential.
Good answer.
And mark my words, I don't see Maddie and Peter lasting. I know they're going to try to prove this woman wrong, but if they had obstacles before, this woman has made sure to stand in their way, and I think it's disgusting. I think as a mother, she's hurting her child. Even if he's not really into her and this is all for the show, she was pretty much attacking Maddie on stage. And somehow that girl didn't cry, didn't snap back at her, was still respectful. Like, I think it says a lot about Maddie. And if people didn't like Maddie, like, okay, fine. But I don't think she did anything wrong to warrant this woman. And, wow, Chris Harrison didn't lie for once.
So do you think The Bachelor's back?
No.
Because it had a couple stale seasons, but you seemed pretty intrigued this whole season.
Because I loved the drama of the girls. I didn't like any of the girls besides Kelly, Maddie. I like Hannah Ann now. I didn't. And Natasha was entertaining to me. Otherwise, the drama of the girls I liked. And because I knew I didn't like anyone, I think it made me it was almost like hate watching. It wasn't like you only had one person left. Like, I just think, no, I don't know if The Bachelor's back. I think we have to watch Claire's season. If we get an older guy who could be a good fit, who doesn't seem like looking for the fame of it all, that would be good. Because I feel like Ari wasn't looking for the fame, if I remember correctly.
He just sucked.
he just sucked, but he came back, like, wanting to find someone, and he did, and they're together. Like, and he screwed up the whole process,
was
too.
Was he JoJo?
No, that was Ben Higgins, who definitely was looking for the fame. Oh. Or he is now. No, he picked Becca, but then he broke it off with Becca and went to find Lauren. So kind of the same thing. Only he went to find Lauren. And then they are married, have a baby together, like, and Becca became the bachelorette, and she found someone, and she's still with him. So I don't think it can't not work. I just think, I think they have set Maddie up and Peter up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's too bad. I don't think it was that
maybe
much of an uphill battle.
Accepts
her. Don't say it. She's not a Jehovah's Witness. That is so, like.
What if she is? Why do you make it sound like that's such a bad thing? I'm just saying maybe that's the point of contention, that the parents were like, that's an extreme opposite.
Not. We just know she's like of very banging Christian.
Okay.
All right. Well, guys, until next season of, oh, God, the country love song and Bachelorette and Paradise, which probably isn't going to happen. Until next episode, let's just say that. Good night.